Hello! Welcome to another episode of the 411 Vodcast. I'm Diana.
I'm Marcus.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Michelle.
All right, so it is Thanksgiving week, and that means we're all thinking about food. And we love talking about food, so to kick off our episode tonight, we are going to talk about food. I follow Chris Pratt on Instagram, and I especially love his Instagram stories and posts. He has this segment that he calls, "What's My Snack?" And he comes in and he just shares the snack that he is eating. So we thought we would do our own spin off of Chris Pratt's "What's My Snack?" by sharing with you guys what we like to snack on. So each of us had $10, and we each went to a different location to try to choose some snacks to share our personalities with you even more through the food that we choose. Check it out.
All right, I'm going to my local go-to gas station to get some snacks. So here's the thing, when I come to the gas station, they have weird things and they have seasonal things, and I'm all about finding something I've never had before. So I'm gonna see what I can find. All right, I have done my shopping. Here's what I got. All right, the best candy bar ever, whatchamacallit, got one of those. I went with the pineapple peach kombucha. Diana can pronounce that for me. I don't even know what it is, but I've never seen it before, so I'm going to try it because I like to snack dangerously. This right here, double-decker fudge round. Are you kidding me? Double-decker. Double-decker. And the go-to, Cool Ranch Doritos.
All right, I am in the parking lot of the grocery store, ready to go in and play "What's My Snack?" Is that the theme song? Anyway, stay tuned.
Oh, we didn't tell you what the theme song was? We already have a theme song.
Snacks.
That's good, and much better than mine. I will practice. In the meantime, here's my snack. Okay, so I'm in the store right now. First up, the best fruit that there is. Don't argue with me. Cantaloupe is where it's at. I definitely could go to town on this entire bag of edamame in one setting. This is where it maybe is a little gross. I think I'm the only person I know that likes these. Kale chips? But it has to have the nacho on it. I'm not a weirdo. And then last but not least, I grabbed these because the cotton candy grapes aren't here. And I'm very upset about it. But these are gumdrop grapes. I definitely did not take one to taste test, so I definitely cannot verify that they are indeed just as good as the cotton candy grapes. I definitely wouldn't do that because I haven't paid for them yet. Anyway, that's my snack.
All right, guys, I'm ready to share my snack. So I'm at Target right now, and I'm gonna try to do this quickly so no one thinks I'm being weird, even though this is kind of weird. Okay, so first, also I probably went over budget, I don't care. I love snacks. My first snack is garlic stuffed green olives. Delicious, okay. My second snack, I love trail mix. And my favorite trail mix is from Target. It's Archer Farms, can you see it? It's called Sunny Cranberry. And it has cranberries, almonds, golden raisins, sunflower seeds, and pepitas. So delicious. Everyone I tell about this loves it. And I like to put it on top of my salads. It's really, really good. And then, okay, this one's gonna blow your mind. It's not really a snack, but it goes with your snack. So, need a beverage. Tazo, this one. Tazo glazed lemon loaf tea. The best tea. So delicious. It's caffeine-free though, so that's kind of lame. All right, I'll finish up in a sec.
Can we just
stand back and enjoy all that is the Target chocolate section. I mean, I don't even know what to choose. A snack is not complete without a little bit of chocolate. But I love dark chocolate, and so I think I'm gonna go with this one. Dark chocolate with a touch of sea salt. Some people just walked down this aisle and they turned around when they saw what I was doing. This is gonna be the best part of my snack. Ooh, I want you, I don't know if I need you, but I better stop recording before someone comes over here.
Diana, your snacks are disgusting. The gumdrop grapes, though. So good.
All right, I'm gonna show you how to do it. All right, first of all, when you snack, it's important to go sweet and salty. So, I'm at CVS, we got the buy one, get one on some peanut butter M&Ms. This is the number one. So I get two for the price of one, so it's my lucky day. Some chips, I was torn between combos, honestly, and salt and vinegar, but I was feeling the salt and vinegar. And then, this will be my capper, some honey roasted cashews. I get the salt, the salty and the sweet in one bite. Cashews, delicious. And you wash it all down with a G2 Gatorade. Fuel to keep this machine going. So CVS receipts, though, ridiculous. And it went so much that they had to like write in the thing because it ran out of paper. It ran out of paper because it's taller than me on receipts. It's just ridiculous. As a science teacher, there's got to be a better way. Come on, design thinking, somebody figure this out. So thanks for snacking with the 411. Let us know who is most similar to you in taste. Would you rather drink some kombucha with Marcus or some peanut butter M's with me or some weird fruit with who knows? Dark chocolate. It's also good. But now let's talk content. You know, we talked food, but in the Thanksgiving spirit, let's all share a moment that something we're thankful for, you know, that has kind of shaped us as educators.
So I'll get us started. Anybody that knows me knows that I am very passionate about online learning, and that's what I do for a living. But that was not always the plan. And as a matter of fact, when I was getting my master's degree, I identified an online program that focused on technology. I thought that would be interesting, would make me a better teacher. And if I'm really, really honest, I thought it would be easier because it was online. And thank goodness that wasn't the case. I had such a high quality online learning experience as a graduate student, making connections with my classmates and my instructors, and ultimately putting me in a place where I was ready to take the next step in my career. I left that program so excited to advocate for those type of learning experiences for all students. And I think that was a really pivotal moment in my career. I really truly believe that students, not just alternative students, not just students that are behind in credits, not just students that want to get ahead, but all students deserve to have learning experiences like that. And it changed my career forever. So I'm very thankful for that program and for the opportunity to be proven wrong about online learning.
All right, so I spent probably about a decade of my teaching career, in my opinion, doing it wrong. I spent a great deal of time believing that I was the source of knowledge, the gatekeeper, if you will, and doing a lot of, frankly, more stand and deliver teaching than was necessary or helpful. As I began to get more interested in technology and how a one-to-one environment and tech tools could help my students, I started to evolve as a teacher. I got more spontaneous. I became a little bit more open-minded to letting things happen. I was a bit of a control freak, if I'm being honest. And there was a moment that changed the way I thought about everything. And that moment occurred in a senior English class where I had students. We were reading Les Mis, and students were collaborating on Google Slides, and it was, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, maybe, and maybe four or five. And I had kids collaborating, and they were, you know, it was basically jigsaw. It was basically a jigsaw sort of activity. And one of my students, Travin, he knew how to recolor an image in Google Slides. He was tech savvy, and he knew how to do that. And another student saw his slide from across the room and yelled across the room, "Hey, how'd you do that?" And Travin, as confident as he was with technology, was a pretty quiet kid. And once he sort of adjusted to being yelled at, he was like, "Well, come here and I'll show you." And in that moment, as I'm standing there watching this interaction from one corner of the room to the next, where the students completely don't need me, and are learning and creating content and teaching each other, and I'm watching Travin lean over his classmate, and they're both looking at a Chromebook, and they're both he's sort of teaching and taking on that role. That's when it was like, I've been doing it wrong, and this is how it's supposed to look. And that from that point forward, my whole perception of how a classroom functions was changed. And I will never forget it. It's one of the most vivid memories that I've had in education.
The moment I'm most thankful for, at the time I didn't even realize it was a moment that was going to make a big impression. But I'm blessed to have a sister, an older sister. She's 10 years older than me, who's my best friend, who has basically been like my EDU hero, I would say. My freshman year, she was teaching a high school freshman biology class, and I got to go in and watch her teach, and to see her interact with my peers in the way, you know, it was just different than what I was used to in a classroom. It kind of really opened up my eyes to what teaching could be. I then went to college, had no idea what I wanted to be, switched majors several times, and it basically all came back to, like, what I want to do is I want to teach science to kids, because that sounds exciting and fun, and I want to be like my sister. And she, to this day, is still kicking butt, and I'm thankful to have people to look up to, like my sister and others, even this group in here, to kind of always push me to be my best. So, you know, surround yourself with good people and good things happen. So I'm blessed.
Okay, so in fifth grade, I had Mrs. Dowdy. She was my teacher, and I would say that she had like very high expectations for her students. And that was an environment that I really thrived in. But I want to tell you about Mrs. Dowdy, because thinking back to being in her class, I recognize now what great lengths and like what she did for her students to build relationships and support their interest and love of learning in a way that really was above and beyond. And so when I was in fifth grade, I really loved astronomy. And, you know, we did the thing where you go into that big, like, blow-up dome and you look at the stars and stuff. I just, like, really got into that. And so I would talk to her about it and ask her a lot of questions. And I remember... I was in fifth grade, so who knows how like accurate this memory is. But I remember, actually, she lived really close to me, and one night she let me come over to her house to see her telescope, and we talked about the planets and the stars and stuff. And she engaged me in this like ongoing conversation about something that was interesting to me. And again, like what really stands out to me about that is how educators go to, they really educators. love people. And so we love our content area. We love to teach. We love to instruct. We love to give kids chances to create and explore. But ultimately, we do it because we love people. And building relationships with kids and building relationships with our colleagues, I think, is what I'm most thankful for in this profession, in this calling, if you will. And if it weren't for those relationships, the hard days, having someone next door to you could go to and talk to, walking in, having a bad morning, just so the kids can cheer you right up again. You know, that's why we do it.
And from the 411.
Happy
Thanksgiving.
Y'all.
And that's the 411.
Get some snacks.
What a snack, what a snack, what a snack, what a really good snack.